You're listening to the Doing Life with Goodwin on the Radio podcast.
Today I'm speaking with Logan Kane. He is one of three members of Kane the Band. He and his sisters have been a group for, well, you'll hear a little bit about it. And you'll get a behind-the-scenes glimpse of Kane the Band from Logan himself. Hey, Logan, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing better now.
Good. Glad that we could connect today.
Me too, brother.
First of all, welcome. Thank you for hanging out with me today.
Oh, man. Thanks for making time for me. I appreciate you guys.
Tell me a little bit about Kane. I want to hear your backstory.
All right. I'll give you the long and gruesome details. So one of my favorite Will Ferrell movies ever, he starts out. I was born a baby. And I just
I was born a baby.
I was born a baby. And that's like growing up in church. So decent segue there. My parents are pastors and still pastor of the church that I grew up in. And that always used to tickle me when somebody would get up to tell their testimony and start with how their parents met. And it's like, oh, well, why don't you just bring it more forward to where you started living. But we, gosh, backstory on us. So we are Irish triplets, if you will. We're 3 and 3 years, just the three of us, Taylor, Madison, myself, I'm the youngest. Music was always such a big part of everything that we did. My dad, when he met the Lord, he didn't have any, you know, seminary background or anything. And so he just started traveling and he would sing and he would speak and he just didn't know any different. And mm-hmm. So out of that was born sort of how we did things. And so when my dad started a church, he was the worship leader. And then when we were old enough to play, we started playing with him. So as young as 8 years old, I think was the first service that I was a part of playing drums. I played drums my whole life. And so music was a huge part of our lives, but never really something that we thought we could pursue. Right. It's mm-hmm. like, the idea of being an artist for a living was like being an astronaut. It was just something that some people did, but it wasn't really attainable. And so fast forward, we go to college and we're still a part of student-led ministry, but music isn't something that we would consider career aspirations. We all got our college degrees and we're ready to do something else. And our grandfather, who was estranged from our family, and God totally reconciled that. And that's a beautiful story for its own time. Mm-hmm. But our grandfather worked in the songwriting industry here in Nashville. And he said, I'd like to help you guys, but all of my connections are in country music. And okay. We thought, well, we don't listen to country music. We don't know anything about it. I don't, you know, I'm like, mm-hmm. well, okay, God, if there's a door you're opening, we want to be faithful and walk through it. And so began 5 years of hard lessons learned and really felt kind of hopeless just because I felt like I was working really hard towards something that ultimately I didn't know if I'd even want when I got there. Mm. And so after really, I guess it was 6 years of that, the three of us got together and said, you know, the main feedback on our country music is that it sounds like Christian music. Are we fooling ourselves here? Do we not just want to do what we grew up listening to and love, but none of us wanted to feel like, oh, well, it's the old, I guess they call it the blackjack, you know, fallacy or whatever. It's like, mm-hmm. well, I'm so far in. I'm this close. They said we're almost there. And so after 6 years, we just said, you know what? If all it is leading worship in church again, I think that's okay with me. Mm-hmm. And we started leading worship at a church here in Nashville. And that's where we met our manager. And our manager encouraged us to pursue Christian music. And then, you know, here I am sitting here talking to you. So that's the sort of run around the mountain. But I think the most important part of that story is that Christian music raised us and it was in our hearts all along, and our good God doesn't waste a single thing. And so I'm so thankful that I got to learn my lessons and I got to experience things, and God just sheltered us and covered us and orchestrated our steps. And now here I am.
That's cool. So about when was that you ended up, you know, making that transition, signing with a record label and starting that process?
We recorded our last independent project in the fall of 2017, and we were going to try to, I don't know, do something with that. And then a year goes by and we were so disheveled with it. We were really kind of ready to just stop doing music, like I said. And so we started going to church that fall here in Nashville. We just decided, hey, I give Madison a ton of credit here. Madison, because we were pursuing music, it was easy for us to to become unchurched. You know how you mm-hmm. sort of, I think Casting Crown says it's a slow fade, but mm-hmm. you think about, okay, well, I'm just, even when you're trying to do what you think is good or what God has for you, suddenly I'm traveling every weekend and then I'm not finding a church or a Bible study in the middle of the week. And so Madison said, I'm going to go visit this church. And as long as it is something that we align with spiritually, I think we should just start go. We should just make the sacrifice. So we started going to church every week. So that's, I think that's why the local church, aside from mom and dad, the local church is such a big, important part of us and our ministry as Cain the Band, because that was really where we could feel God tugging on our hearts again. And so it was December of 2018 that we said, okay, if it's never more than what it is now, that's enough. And then in January of 2019, we had our first meeting. And then in March, they offered us, July, we signed. So that was July 2019, we signed a record deal. And then, you know, like you do when you want to release a new artist, is you want to try to time it out where everyone's going to have to stay in their homes for a year.
Exactly.
No one's going to be able to do any radio tour. So that worked out perfectly
Perfect.
For us. No, but I mean, that makes me so thankful for you guys, people that took a chance on us. You know what I mean?
Like, sure.
I would have never thought, I was thinking about this when I was looking at your website, and one of my favorite movies is That Thing You Do.
Yeah.
And Lenny says, I like Wisconsin. And I was just thinking about,
yep.
But that's, you know, I'm just like, the idea that anybody outside of my immediate family would ever hear a song that I wrote or hear my voice on the radio. I mean, it almost makes me cry just thinking about mm-hmm. how thankful I am that you guys would hear something a little bit left of center, a little bit stylistically different, and decide to take a chance on us. And that's just never going to go away. Like, I just am so thankful for y'all.
Oh man, that's our pleasure. I appreciate that though. That's cool. All right, well, this would be a good place to hear the brand new single. This is Cain the Band. It is Yes He Can.
Sometimes I wonder, is he faithful? Does he see me in my trouble? Does he understand? Sometimes I question if he's able. Can he rescue? Can he save me? Again and again, but when I look back, did he move every mountain? Did he part every sea? Yes, he did. So yes, he can. Oh, did he defeat the darkness? Did he deliver me? Yes, he did. So yes, he can. Sometimes those voices try to tell me I'm forgotten and I'm falling too far from his hands. But I know what kind of God he is, and I'm trusting in his promises. I'm believing and I'm singing, yes, he can. Yes, he can.
Ah, that is such a great song.
So here we go. We're going to do some rapid fire questions with you. We're going to
come on.
We're
going
to get to know you a little bit better. Okay.
Okay.
Favorite food.
Favorite food. Oh, I'm a sucker for barbecue nachos.
Okay.
If a restaurant has it on the menu, I'll order it.
Okay. Good. Who is your hero?
Who is my hero? This feels a little cheeky, but I honestly can say it's my dad. I think that.
Okay. Cool.
I watch my dad. Just hold true. You know, I think the reason that sometimes pastors' kids go astray is they see something different on Monday than they heard on Sunday. And mm-hmm. dear old dad was pretty consistent. He pastored me 7 days a week. So I'm thankful for my dad.
That's cool. Okay. If you could live anywhere, where would it be?
Ooh, I mean, can I say Wisconsin? Can I come live with y'all?
Yeah, come on, man. We need
you. I love the flower states, man.
We got the Packers and we got cheese.
Come on. And hopefully we're hanging on to Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if that's something I should even talk about.
I know. We're trying.
Hang on.
I don't know what's going to happen. I know. All right.
I'll come talk to him.
Please do. Make a phone call. Make it happen. Yes. All right. Your favorite family vacation that you've ever had?
Oh, favorite family vacation. Okay, so we were homeschooled growing up.
Okay.
And so there were a couple of times in my childhood where my dad would come wake me up at like 2 or 3 in the morning. And he would say, we're going to the beach. And we would just drive. It was like 4.5, 5 hours. We'd drive down to the Gulf of Mexico, spend the entire day at the beach. And then dad would drive us home again that night.
Cool.
So we did a couple of single day beach trips. I'll never forget it. Some of the worst sunburns I've ever gotten in my life. But.
That's awesome. Okay. Favorite sibling.
Favorite sibling. That is easy. It's Madison.
Sorry, oh, really?
Taylor, I hate to. No, no. We are the three-headed monster. We joke sometimes that we collectively, the three of us, make one artist. I don't think.
Yeah.
I could not do this by myself. As I sit here and do an interview by myself, but I don't think I could do this alone. It fascinates me to no end. So much credit goes to any artist out there that can do it by themselves. We lean our heads into the middle and have to hold each other up so much. So I fight the most with Taylor, but that's how I say it is. Taylor and I fight the most, but then we're like most likely to have a secret handshake. It's like mine and Taylor's relationship is like everything to the max. And then Madison is so even keel. She's just okay. The middle, and she's like the peacemaker. And so I appeal to Madison when I need peace. And then I appeal to Taylor when I need a fight. So, but overall, you know.
That's fun. What about plans on getting back out or getting on the road?
Okay, so we have about a month left on this drive-in theater tour with Zach Williams and Mac Powell, which has just been the coolest stinking thing. Just because, I mean, Mac Powell's voice, meeting Mac Powell was like meeting Aslan from
yes.
The Lion, the Witch, and Wardrobe. Right. I mean, it's like I listened to his voice on the radio my whole life, and
right.
It just sounds like that when he's talking to me. It's so weird. We're talking about the Atlanta Braves or whatever. But so that's been awesome. We have about a month left on that. We'll do summer festivals all summer. And then that Rescue Story tour with Zach Williams again and We the Kingdom is set to go this fall. So all of our tour dates are on KaneTheBand.com. And if you Google us, there's some information about an Italian black thrash metal band that is not us. So I don't know if you want to go check those tour dates. But we have the good fortune. We are very busy this year. And that makes me so proud and just so excited. I think that I've been saying it like this, and I keep saying it like this. I don't know. I'm just trying to kind of, you know, maybe it's prophetic, but I feel like we're about to walk into the most expectant year of God's people in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. I think that I am seeing it on a nightly basis on this drive-in theater tour, but, you know, my Bible says that God rewards those that diligently seek him, and I am seeing some diligence. I am seeing some people making a way where there wasn't a way to gather and to worship. And so I just think that he's rewarding that. I just see God every night being faithful to reward myself. I'm blessed by it. And then I think the people that are coming out, it's just been like, it's been really, really special.
Yeah, that's cool. So you talked a little bit about your sisters. Obviously, you've got to be super close to them. how much time do you get you I should say do you get to spend with them? How much time do you spend with them each day usually?
It's, you know, it's funny, increasingly less as we have gotten married, and we sort of live in three parts of town. So being on tour actually has been a huge blessing because we work best together.
Mm-hmm.
And we, nothing goes through our business, if you will, without three stamps of approval. And so being on a tour bus together reminds me so much of, we shared a bedroom until I was 8, Madison was 9, Taylor was 10.
Mm.
And so this feels a lot like that,
mm-hmm.
where we lived in one room and then we lived together through high school. And then we lived together in college. And then we lived together in Nashville after college until we started to get married and live in our own houses. And so we've spent so much time together, but I think we do really cherish the time that we get together now, just because it's a little, it's like, you know, it's half an hour or something to get across town. It's not the end of the world,
right,
but
right.
Whenever we're all in one confined space and working, man, it just feels like, I just feel like I'm in the flow. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like I'm being used how I was made to be used. So that's good.
That is good. So tell me a little bit about each of you. Each of you are married, have kids?
Each of us married. None of us have kids.
None. Okay.
None yet. I think we're trending in that direction, but, you know, just relatively newly married. This will be, okay. It'll be my second year.
Okay.
Come August 30th. But married, and we just, I don't know. I feel really fortunate. I love my brothers-in-law. I love my wife. I think that our family was so indescribably close all the way through. And so to be able to add three people to that fit that unit really well, it just makes me proud.
That is cool, man. I appreciate you hanging out with me. Is there anything else you'd like to share? I'm going to share this. So is there anything else that you'd like to share with those that are listening?
Oh man, I want to double down and say thank you to all you guys out here supporting us. And, you know, when people reach out to us on social media, or we just released a new album May 7th, and people, you know, posting pictures of listening to the album, like, it just, not for a second does that come up on my phone screen and I swipe that away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that I am so eternally thankful for each and every one of you guys that are encouraging us, because it's easy, I think, to feel like maybe we don't need encouragement, and not that we always do, but that's certainly not lost on us. And so getting to sit here and talk with you, and when people reach out to us, it just, man, it really fuels my fire. So just want to say thanks, man.
Oh, you bet. Well, and how's the best way that people can find you social media, website-wise?
Yeah, so we are Kane the Band on Instagram, C-A-I-N, Kane on Facebook. And I joked a little bit about, if you Google us, there's a little mixed information there.
Yeah.
But yeah, Kane the Band is our website. And that's,
okay.
That's all our information. So
good, Logan. I appreciate you spending some time with me today, buddy.
Hey, Glenn, let's do it again soon.
I hope you enjoyed another edition of the podcast. I've got another great guest lined up for you next time. Hope to see you then.
Thanks for listening to the Doing Life with Goodwin on the Radio podcast. You can find more on social media @Goodwin on the Radio.